98-1230, Toyota Bar Association versus G. Robert Condilio. Justice Resnick has recused herself in this case, and pleased to have sitting in place of Justice Resnick. As Mike McFain is the judge of the Court of Appeals of Ohio, sitting in the Federal District. Can you come?
It's true that Beverly LaCoste was a member of his office. You know, I'm having trouble, counsel, with the concept. It's pretty cold comfort that this vulnerable client continues to come back to the lawyer who was self-dealing with her money. I mean, and that she doesn't want paid. I mean, isn't the obligation, it's not the wishes of a particular client to be treated fairly. We are obliged to do that. Anyway. The panel had a concern about that. They said they couldn't prove, and so they went on that. But they are not as convinced as you are, I don't think.
Well, I think there is a paper trail that would prove that all of the money was returned to Mr. Bonner.
They said because of the paper, it seemed that it was hard to prove because of the way that the respondent kept records.
That had approximately $360,000 on the estate was only approximately $5,000 of that money that was used for her benefit. I believe that was accounted for. All that money was turned over after Mr. Candiel agreed to step down as the administrator of the estate. It was turned over to the lawyer, Mr. Keller, who then took over the estate within 3 to 4 days.
All those money for considering the possibility of the interest on the trust account, will Mr. Parker tell us that there are outstanding sums not paid yet, or has everything been paid?
As far as I know, all outstanding sums have been paid except for the claim that there was $4,000 that the interest was not paid on the whole amount.
I said it was except for that, because your allegation, your allegation is there that she said she didn't want interest on it.
Yes, and except for the interest that may have been generated in the trust account, that would be the only other money. I don't know if that was ever calculated or not. Those would be the only money there.
Was that the stipulation that you referred to earlier?
Yes. That was stipulated to that before the beginning of the
neither of those witnesses, it was noted, neither of those witnesses had read about this, they hadn't read about these dealings with this particular client. Said neither knew about this business.
That's true, because they were basically called as character witnesses.
What they knew.
Mm-hmm. And I believe they were asking a question that you just asked. And I think that the question was, would that change their opinion? And I don't believe, and I believe both of them said no, would that change their opinion?
Really? What were they told?
They were just...
It laid out the whole deal?
What happened in the
picture. Okay.
We're here, Your Honor, to ask the court. We understand that there are questions. I don't have any questions about this. We have indicated we're willing to accept this. Resolve, whether that be a rental property, we believe that that was also
Cindy, oh, you can come. You'll come if you have anything to say that to you. You can't see your box. Opinion. I'll complete the report.